Hello, everybody. Welcome again to Spinistry Chat. It's been a while. This one's kind of important, though. But hopefully I can keep it on track and focus on the important stuff and not stray too far away. Still early in the morning on my second cup of coffee, but should be on my third or fourth by now. So the point of this one is, hey, we're talking Club Spinistry membership levels, what's coming, what's happening, what you need to be prepared for. And this is meant to be plenty of heads up, nothing you have to do right now, more of an awareness thing for where things are going in the future through the rest of 2024 and into 2025. And we're making it timely now because, quite frankly, got my notice yesterday about the Zwift membership going up. And I get that. Prices do have to go up over time. So I'm not knocking Zwift for their price increase. But one of the things I've always felt when I have been the recipient of a price increase like that is, it sure would be nice if these companies took better care of the folks that helped them get to where they're at, as opposed to if I've been a member for years and 6 months down the road after I do my renewal or I get a price increase or something like that, but hey, membership numbers start going down, so they have to go out and recruit new members, and all of a sudden they're offering new people lower prices than what the people that got them there. So you know us, we're Spinistry, we do everything backwards. We operate outside that normal realm of business. So we're actually wanting to turn that around, and we touched on it earlier this month, and we're starting to put the pieces in place to actually accomplish it. The nuts and the bolts of it are kind of here. If you are a current Club Spinistry member with our $75 a year, 12-month steel level membership, I can't promise it for lifetime renewals. I'd like to be able to do that. That's just not, that wouldn't be responsible for me to make that claim. I will make the claim that that is a goal of mine. Is what we'd love to be able to do is people that have that current $75 membership, now that we have auto-renew functionality on the membership, if your membership auto-renews, the idea is for it to renew at that same $75 price point as long as we can get away with it. And I'm, like I said, my goal is to make that a lifetime renewal thing. I would love, and that's why we're calling it a legacy membership. Keep that in mind when your membership comes up for renewal, or if you're a new member joining now, basically make sure to check that auto renewal and let that auto renewal take effect, and it will renew at least next year at that price point. And at least I'm going to promise at least 2 years of renewals at that, with our goal of to make that a lifetime legacy membership level. I just can't promise that at this time. So hope that makes sense. Hope that's perfectly fair. I'm also going to we're starting to flesh out the other membership levels that we're going to have going through 2024, but really we're going to focus on those down the road in 2025, but we're putting the pieces in place for them. But nobody's going to be caught off guard. That's part of the reason for this Spinistry Chat. We'll talk about some of the things we have in mind for the future for the different membership levels and things like that. Now, some things that are actually starting to take effect now, but along those lines, that steel membership level, we're expecting to retire that somewhere around the end of this year. If you become a steel member or you're currently a steel member, those existing members will be able to maintain that membership level. But the idea is in 2025, we probably won't be accepting new steel level memberships. Quite frankly, we'll just have higher cost memberships available to the folks going forward. And we'll do more Spinistry Chats to talk about the whys and the wherefores and how things are going to evolve in 2025. It's still going to be a fantastic bargain no matter which level you get, but we just want to make sure that current members at that $75 a year, we're letting you know, hey, you're going to be able to maintain that at least for a couple more years. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You'll see us talking about new membership levels, and you will definitely be seeing us recruiting for new members going forward, and you may see some higher prices attached to that. We're taking care of our existing memberships. We want to say thank you for helping to support us over the years. You guys are a big reason why we do things this way, so we're not taking anything away from you. But in turn, to actually grow the business side of things, we do need to start expanding where that revenue comes from. Quite frankly, the state of the bicycle industry, we were kind of hoping to start cultivating some long-term sponsors and things like that to augment that growth, that trajectory where we were wanting to go with Spinistry. I mean, that's always been an area that I've always been cautious about, relying on sponsorship dollars. That's just one of those things, you just can't rely on it. And nothing against any of the sponsors we've had over the years. Look, the sponsors we have had have been fantastic. It's just not revenue you can depend on. We're going to go about things a little bit differently going forward, but it doesn't mean things change for the people that have helped us get to where we're at. So we want to thank you and give you peace of mind that you know that you're going to be able to keep moving forward with what you've had. You're not going to be losing anything, and your prices aren't going to be going up. So again, when your renewal comes up, be sure to check auto-renew. There is a way. Like I said, we're going to cut this off more than likely at the end of 2024. Don't know exactly how that works yet. But if you're kind of up against it, like if you signed up in March of this year and your renewal doesn't come up until March of next year, you can renew in advance prior to us cutting it off. But we'll address that down the road. I don't think that's a big concern for most at this point. So the $75 steal, what we're calling legacy membership, is mostly who this applies to. We do have some family level memberships as well. So if up to four members in the same household, that applies to that membership level as well. We've had this for a while, but we're starting to flush it out a little more. What we call our Titanium All Access membership. So the steel level membership going forward, one thing that'll change a little bit, I mean, we've done this in the past. We've always classified it this way. Steel level members will get free entry to Club Spinistry single day events, most single day events. There's an exception to that right now that we'll be talking about more in depth later this month. Steel level members get what we call early bird free entry. And I don't know what the cutoff is yet. I'm going to lean towards within 30 days. So if you are a steel level membership with a $75 annual membership, you can get almost all single day events, entry into those, no cost, no additional cost in your membership, but you will have to sign up for those, call it 30 days or more out from the event. That helps us get a base of attendees that we know are going to be there and start adjusting our numbers and, you know, acquiring, setting up how much food, porta-johns and giveaways and stuff like that. It helps us start defining what that group size looks like. The Titanium level memberships will have access to all of our events up until 24 hours. Well, actually, up into event day, if it's not a sold-out event, Titanium-level members will get free access to those. They'll also get free access to our multi-day and supported events and things like that. And also what Titanium members will be able to do is if an event is actually sold out, Titanium members up to 48 hours before the event can still get into sold-out events. We're not saying that. I'm not here trying to sell Titanium memberships. I'm just defining some of the different perks. We don't expect very many people to be joining that Titanium level membership. And the Titanium members that we do have are more along super supporters that would be steel level members, but they like supporting us, so they give us a little extra, and we appreciate their support, so we give them a little extra in return. It's kind of the concept behind that. What we've rolled out this week, and this will be a kind of a learning process for us through the summer, we've also rolled out what we call aluminum 30 or 90 day trial memberships. So where we used to say, hey, sign up, if you're not a member yet, sign up for this event, and if you like what you see, you can apply that fee towards a Club Spinistry membership. Been too much of a process to kind of manage that. I'll just leave it. It's still an effective tool, and it still accomplishes the general goal. There's just too many steps involved with it after the fact. what we're doing now, we're going to try it anyway. This is going to be new. People can, at the moment, this is what the pricing works out to. They can get a 30-day trial membership for $20 or a 90-day trial membership for $50. And from the time they sign up, whether for 30 or the 90 days, then they'll basically have steel level access for that period. And that can be set up to auto renew. Now, I mean, obviously, $20 a month times, if you auto renew $20 a month for 12 months, that's $240 a year versus $75 a year for an annual steel level membership. So we think the annual steel level membership is really the better deal, but that kind of leads to what will be coming. We don't know exactly what it looks like yet, but our carbon membership for what we think will be $150 a year, that's going to probably become our standard membership in 2025, kind of replacing the steel. Again, if you are a steel member and you have it, you will be able to keep it. It won't be going away. That will be for new clubs, ministry members that come on board in 2025. It will have some additional benefit than the steel, like more than likely free membership for single day events up into event day, as opposed to having to do it 30 days before. That's probably one of the biggest things. I don't think it'll include automatic entry to sold out events, but we'll sort that out. But I'm just laying that out. So the carbon level membership for 2025, we're thinking $150. And that kind of lines up better for if you just do the month to month $20 membership, that's $240. All right, you want to save some on that, just get the annual membership, $150. That's the general idea of where that's going. Again, this is a heads up. This isn't meant to sway anybody or sell anything right now. We just don't want anyone to be caught off guard. This is mostly aimed at current club ministry members. So when you start seeing stuff down the road and you have questions, I can point you to this quickie podcast. Quick is relative, I know. Where are we at? This is probably a good time to roll out of this ministry chat, but just to let you know, I do plan to do more of these. Please do leave your comments and questions below so I can better address those issues, concerns, thoughts in the next episode. Hey, go out there and enjoy a wonderful day on the bicycle as soon as you have the opportunity, okay?